On the last day of Passover, we studied Torah. Per her birthday request, we rested as our friend blessed us with every word of Noach from memory, a tradition lost for over 1,000 years. We shook our hips to her promise of holy rainbows in the lilt of her Moroccan grandfather. We built her an ark the way the world was created, with words. We put on it what we wanted for her in her coming year. Love and queer dance parties, Dayenu. Those of us who had heard the news of the latest shooting decided not to tell those who hadn't, who had led their phones and clocks to rest, letting Shabbat breathe the way she was intended. When the sun was done with us for this day, we walked together, made a circle in the park, held the softness of spices safe inside the sanctuary of their scarf, smelled the smells of their sweet scent. We lit up Havdalah candles twisted up in each other. We waved goodbye to Pesach. In darkness, in public, we welcomed the week. We separated day from night, celebrated our difference. In place of distinguishing our people from other nations, we praised the necessity of coexistence, to build a new world through them, called out, alone and together, comfort and challenge, hope and satisfaction, we opened the windows of ourselves, sent the night out searching for our collective liberation like a raven for the end of the flood. We offered our glittering selves on the altar. We were remembered, and we remembered. On the other side of the garden, new strangers in this strange land could hear us sing.